Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. Midweek Premier League action continues today. Here's a look at the matches we have to look forward to. Wolves taking on Bournemouth. Crystal Palace face Newcastle United. Manchester United host Sheffield United. And in the Merseyside derby, Everton host Liverpool. 3 p.m. Eastern on Peacock. All righty. This is a massive 3 points up for grabs in this Merseyside derby as Liverpool look to stay alive in the title race. Everton trying to stay above the drop zone. Historically, this is always a fun matchup. Nige, what is it about this rivalry between Liverpool and Everton that stands out?
It's just the bragging rights of the city. That's what it is, you know, and I think it's just owning Liverpool. But what makes this so good is both teams have something massive to play for. That's why it's not just your average derby. Everton are trying to survive in the Premier League while Liverpool are pushing for a champion to try and win the Premier League title. That's what makes it so great. Is it as spicy as it used to be back in the day? I probably would say no.
Yeah.
I probably would say that that real animosity that used to be between these teams isn't the same that we used to see in the 90s. But in a magnitude of importance of what this game means, it's massive. I would honestly say now, the bigger derbies seem to be Liverpool versus Manchester, where it's more Manchester United versus Liverpool's come back again alive. And then now Liverpool versus Manchester City has become a new big derby. But that's more relevance to nowadays of football because of the success of both clubs and obviously Klopp and Guardiola. So I think that is probably the biggest derbies now in England than the Merseyside derby.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair, especially since Everton haven't, they just haven't been as competitive as Liverpool has been. So it's been a minute since we've seen it. But as you mentioned today, it is, it's a huge 3 points for both teams. I want to chat on Liverpool a little bit. This Jurgen Klopp farewell tour took another blow. Jota out, as we saw with an injury. He's going to be out for 2 weeks. We know what he brings and how much they've missed him.
How many games
in his
did he
absence.
Play? Back two?
I think two. Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, but apparently this is a hip injury that's going to keep him out for another 2 weeks. But against Fulham, we saw a different approach from Jurgen Klopp, but knowing, you know, he didn't have Mo Salah in the starting 11. He was sitting Szoboszlai and Nunez. How do we anticipate he is going to approach this one when you've got Arsenal winning midweek? They're putting the pressure on. City have two games in hand. How do you think he's gonna line up today?
Put his strongest 11 that he can. From here on out, it's heavy metal football, and it's heavy metal starting 11s. And when you get a derby match, you have no choice but to put your strongest side. What I took from that last match was that they have Trent Alexander-Arnold on set pieces. Everton, they're a solid set-piece side in terms of attacking, but they also give up quite a bit. And when you have the delivery, the goal he scored, the free kick goal, was an absolute golazo. It takes the pressure off the front three to deliver and gets you that golden moment. Ryan Gravenberch getting a goal out of midfield. I think getting goals from midfield has been a difference in the second half of the season for this Liverpool side. When you get players like him that can get goals, it allows rotation for the rest of the way in.
And with Luis Diaz and Darwin Nunez taking a little bit of a backseat, because of Klopp, right? Mm-hmm. Klopp has tried to manipulate this team a little bit to get some sort of response after this, you know, haymaker that they received in Europa League, and dropping points in the Premier League, to get some sort of response. There's a couple players that have answered. Sadly, one of them was Diogo Jota. Mm. Ryan Gravenberch also has been stepping up to the plate, an unusual suspect. So, you know, he's probably going to get another run at it today, Trent as well. So there's silver lining, if you will, in finding these players that haven't really been main characters in the story this season. Ooh,
I mean, they weathered the storm earlier in the season when they had that slew of injuries and different guys would step up, and we saw, you know, players like Endo coming into their own and being massive contributors.
He's been a big unsung hero. People don't really give him the credit that he deserves. In that midfield, he might not be one of the glamorous names, but that has been great recruiting by Liverpool, player that other clubs probably didn't think of. He has had a brilliant season. People don't really see the work that he does in that Liverpool midfield.
He really has been
great. Yeah. I think like Liverpool and Arsenal, they have to be perfect for the rest of the season. Yeah. It's just that simple. It's not in their hands.
You guys don't think City's going to drop points?
There's two
matches.
Okay, let's look at Liverpool's remaining fixtures quickly. They've got the match today against Everton, and then they're at West Ham.
Tottenham?
At home against Tottenham.
Villa?
At Villa, which is not easy. And then they end things against Wolves.
West Ham have hit a brick
wall. I mean, I'm just being real here. Obviously, I'm a massive Liverpool fan, but I look at those, especially the Tottenham match.
Tottenham and Villa are the scary ones there. Mm-hmm. Unai Emery is a master tactician. Yeah. They're both pushing for fourth place right now. Mm-hmm. So again, very important games. Those two there are the teams that I worry the most, especially now with how we're seeing Liverpool concede goals. They play with their high fullbacks aggressive. It suits Tottenham and Aston Villa so well how they play that those two could be potential banana slips.
Yeah.
Banana skins, as we say.
Banana skins.
Liverpool struggle against sides. I look at a Brighton. Yes, they won that match, but historically under Klopp, they struggle against sides that invite you into building out of the back. Mm-hmm. So Tottenham Hotspur, that is what they do so well. Brighton do that really well under De Zerbi. That is the match I'm pinpointing for all these sides in the title race. You get past Spurs, you win the title.
Mm-hmm. Arsenal have Spurs at the weekend which is going to be very, very interesting.
I know we have a lot of Arsenal fans. I can't wait for the North London derby. You talk about derby, there's nothing going to be sweeter for Tottenham fans to beat Arsenal and stop them from winning the Premier League title. That's what people don't remember. In England right now, Tottenham fans are licking their lips for that game. They don't care if they make Champions League. If they can stop Arsenal winning the Premier League title and beat them, that would be their entire season.
Tottenham still has much to say in this title.
Oh, yes, they do.
They absolutely do.
The biggest.
But on the final day, they play Manchester City.
Wow.
They still have to play. They play all three.
Yeah, I know. They play Arsenal, but then they can lay down the tools to let City win if they want. I'm not saying they will, but.
If I'm a Spurs fan, and the other team that I'm playing needs points to beat an Arsenal.
But here's why.
You're gonna aggravate all the Arsenal
fans. Here's why that won't happen this year, because Tottenham needs to go almost perfect. To get ahead of Villa. That's the only thing that would stop that.
I still see Villa.
If not, they would do that.
That's the beauty of the Premier League, where every game matters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In an entertainment value, every game matters.
Could you believe Spurs beating City?
Stop
to help Arsenal win the title?
Yeah, this is.
No, I can't.
That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare scenario.
It's just an alternate universe that we live in football, huh?
Oh God, high drama in the Premier League.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.